Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Yeah, my name's Ashley Dedrick. I play rhythm guitar and do backup singing in Gag City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Taylor Dedrick. I play bass and bring general vibes to the band.
I am Emily Calhoun. I sing and I guess do some of the writing and
splits.
Obvious vibing and splits. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. For sure. Eventual, like, you know, instrument switch,
yes,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're working on it. We are learning guitar.
Yeah.
Someday.
We're hoping to do
tambourine. It's, it's harder than people think, I will say.
Keep your rhythm.
Yeah.
Who is not here, our wonderful lead guitarist, Natasha Starn. She is 3 days past due. Got to have a baby any moment. Might be having a baby right now. And we just got a new drummer. It's Natasha's husband, John Starn, who brings hella vibes.
Yeah.
We're really stoked for him. He was my guitar teacher first. And
yeah, Ashley's first guitar teacher.
He's pretty great. We're stoked about John. Yeah, well, this project started in, like, what, October of 2023?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe a little bit before that. I had been, you know, I graduated, finished grad school, and was just wanting to play music a ton, and started putting out the word for band. Really, I was on, what is it, like,
oh, shit, what is
band,
it called?
I can't remember, there's like, it's like social media slash dating app, but for finding bandmates, yeah, and I was doing that with, like, no luck. It was just a bunch of awkward meetups, and eventually Taylor, who did not own a bass at the time, was like, I came home from one of these awkward meetups, and he's like, what the heck? Like, I want to play bass with you. Like, why don't you just know that? And so we were living in...
I had this conversation completely in my head.
Yeah. We were living in Logan at the time, so we literally just, like, walked our butts over to KSM Music, bought him a bass, and he just started playing. And then I met Emily at her now-girlfriend, then-best-friend's birthday, and was talking to her about our love of, like, 90s punk and grunge music, and we were just literally talked for like an hour and a half about music. I was like, Emily, do you play any instruments or anything? Because I'm like trying to put together a band. And you're like, I don't play, but I sing. I was like, sick. And then Natasha, I've been wanting to hang out with Natasha for like months, and I kept texting her, and nothing really worked out. And then we got drunk out on Halloween, and I was like, you want to join like a fem band? Like, I think that'd be pretty sick. And she, very drunk, was like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was cool, because we, like, none of us really played the instrument until we decided to make a band. It was like a real Arctic Monkeys situation of, like, picking up the instrument and being like, bands are cool. Let's do band shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we've just been kind of learning and grooving ever since. Definitely, like, heavily inspired by 90s grunge.
Baseline, foundation, 90s grunge. Just grunge in general.
Yeah. Like, I always kind of think garage grunge.
Grunge.
We were, yeah, like, Emily and I have a lot of shared interests in 90s punk and 90s grunge coming out. And when we had started, I had written, I think, like, maybe two songs at that point, and just kind of presented it to y'all, like, here's a starting point. But we wrote everything else together. But we're definitely, like, inspired by, like, psychedelic bands, too. Yeah. Like, Frankie and the Witch Fingers, we really love.
Yeah. It's our favorite.
Yeah.
Ashley's wearing a Frankie and the Witch Fingers
shirt
right now. Come see them in July at Urban Lounge. It's going to be sick.
Yeah. But I also really like the, like, garage and, like, bluesy tunes of, like, Wolf Mother. I've always been really inspired by that. Like, the White Stripes and Jack White in general. And so I try to really emulate that sound with, you know,
the licks.
Really sticking to, like, a strong guitar lick and then everything else kind of building around that.
Yeah, the vocals are more like, I'd say, like, garage rock. Instrumentals is definitely kind of like a, just your good old garage grunge rock, trying just to make as much cool noise as possible.
Loud noise.
loud, cool noise.
Yeah, like the eternal joke. asking a guitarist to turn down their amp. This is something I've been wanting to do since I was, like, a little girl. I just always wanted to be in a band. I wanted to play guitar. And, like, having really, like, good friends that are around me who are, like, really interested in this project.
It forces us to get to see our friends.
go out and have fun.
Yeah, for sure. Community, really. Like, we wanted to, especially, like, I feel like there's so much division now. We really wanted a space where, like, community could come together and people could just have fun. Like, I think, you know, success in music is great, but the happiest I feel is when, like, someone has a good time at our show. And, or just has a good time, like, playing music, listening to music, dancing, really anything.
Yeah, like, I love going to a show and having fun and listening to music, so, like, makes me want to do the same thing for other people, you know?
Yeah, and it's also, like, really great getting to connect with so many cool bands in Salt Lake City who have the same vision and really just want to build community and have fun together.
It's been fun, too, in Logan, it being sort of like a smaller, more conservative arm of Salt Lake. It was fun starting there and me still being there. Like, it's fun sort of being a part of that community somewhere that's different than Salt Lake too. I think that's been really interesting and really valuable, just knowing that, like, that community is there. It's just a little bit smaller and underdeveloped, so yeah. It's been fun being a part of that
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially, I was camping with a friend, and we were trying to eat oatmeal really early, and we both just, like, I think had been drinking the night before and had a really hard time early in the morning eating it, and so we kept gagging. Then we kept saying Gag City, and we thought it was hilarious. So, no, it's not a reference to Nicki Minaj or anything sexual.
The metaverse.
It's literally just about oatmeal.
But I think Nicki Minaj, like, announced her Metal World Gag City, like, when we decided on the band name Gag City. And we were like, oh. It was kind of funny. Like, we couldn't decide on a band name. We had thought of Gag City. We had one called the Dirt Baguettes.
Dirt Baguettes.
And we thought it'd be funny to just always bring a baguette to the show and then chunk it out in the audience. And then there is something else.
The fatty acids.
Yeah.
I have a whole list, though. I feel like we could constantly be changing our band name if we wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, keep it on rotation. Yeah. And so we had, like, literally put out a poll, both, like, on Instagram and, like, a physical poll around the city of Logan. I had bought a bunch of, like, those silly star stickers you get as, like, a little kid and, like, stapled them to a paper. I said, what's your favorite band name? And I really did not think Gag City would win. No. My mom voted for Gag City.
Runaway favorite, Gag City.
Yeah, like the city of Logan came together and voted for Gag City. So we were like, there we go. That's what it is.
Even funnier with the gaggies.
Yeah.
It's definitely, there's something in Logan. Yeah. like gagging in general.
There's this.
Loganites love gagging.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this Instagram account called USU Gaggies. Not affiliated with USU. That's a disclaimer. But they're like a mild meme influencer in Logan, and we connected with them early on. They're hilarious, and we really love gagging.
Where's
lollygagging?
Lollygagging.
I heart gaggies also.
I heart Bush.
I heart Bush.
Got these for the listeners.
Not Bush.
Not George W. Yeah, let's be.
Other interpretations.
Yeah.
I got those from USU Gaggies at our last show. And like to rock them. A lot of women approached me about those buttons. They're like, I like your buttons. I'm like, thank you. So we have two songs out right now.
Are we going to talk about the meanings about these?
Yeah, I think we totally should.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. We have two songs out right now, both recorded at Y-Sound by Dan Fields. He's really great. They are called Serpentine, and the other one's called Terminator.
Both singles.
Yeah, both singles. Terminators, I think, is more a straightforward story. It's something I wrote. I was just like...
I think it's the first song, right?
No, Are You Threatened? Is the first song I wrote. Terminator, I wrote when I had just quit my first big girl job, and I was bartending, and I was applying to scientific jobs and just getting freaking nose out of the wazoo. And it's frustrating because I have a PhD and experience, and I was just feeling a lot of frustration and where I was in life, and what I thought was expected of me. And so I kind of wrote that song out of that frustration, out of that anger, just kind of talking about how I think society, as we grow up, we get these ideas of how we should be, and then how we are, and how those two ideas can be similar and different at the same time. Serpentine is more of a funny story. Serpentine, we actually got called a bunch of man haters because of the song. But the funny part is, it's not even about men. It's about a woman. And this story is about Emily's girlfriend, one of ex-girlfriends. Just this crazy dynamic. They had, I think it was, we had gone skiing with y'all. And, oh, poor She really likes mustard. I want to add that in amount.
This is very integral to the story. Yeah. That loves mustard and eats a lot of mustard.
Eats a lot of mustard. And we had just finished lunch. She'd eaten a lot of mustard.
Straight drunk on hot dog. Yeah. Yeah. Drunk mustard.
We were coming down. We had decided the on the lift. We're last run. Let's pack up and leave after this. Apparently you shouldn't tell the last run. She was balls to the wall if you tell her it's the last run. And she just takes off. Emily and I meet up halfway down the hill, and we're like, where is and after 5 minutes, we start getting really concerned, start hiking back up the hill. When she comes around, you can tell she ran into something. There's scrapes all over her. She's kind of wild-eyed. We're like, oh my god, what happened? She's like, I tried to hit this little baby jump, and I went into the woods, and I went straight into the tree, full on, arms and legs wrapped around
chin it. Chin to tree.
Yeah. And she goes, and then I puked up mustard. It's just yellow, in the snow. This guy ran into her and was really concerned, and she's like, I'm fine. Ran away. So we finally get her checked out by a medical professional. The medical professional's she's good. She doesn't even have a concussion. She's fine. We get in the truck, and it's very apparent. She's concussed. She is concussed.
She's the most concussed you could possibly
Her chin is three times
crimson
the size.
Chin level chin. Yeah.
And she starts telling us a story about her ex-girlfriend who lives in Salt Lake. And just
do
this.
They?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I think. Anyways. Just telling us about this ex-girlfriend and this really awkward interaction they had. With a strap on, and It was
a frustration that a strap-on doesn't translate to actual feeling.
Yeah.
When used in a, you know, lesbian
in an oral manner. Yeah. Like, and so that girl got really mad at about this, and was like, I don't know what you want me to do. And
so Serpentine's about that.
Yeah. Tell us a story.
In summary, yeah.
In summary. Yeah.
We really laughed at that. We said, that's pretty funny. Can we write a song about that? And she said, sure. And so we called it Serpentine. And it has lyrics like, I don't want your snake, and you were just a snake. And
Emily came up with a very cool Spanish portion of the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That song is actually like kind of popular in Mexico because was doing field work in Mexico and showed some of the like Mexican researchers that were working with her the song. It was released when was in Mexico, and they got stoked about it, and so yeah, it's kind of like gone off in Mexico a little bit.
I think does it have the most streams in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just about this funny lesbian interaction.
Yeah. With a strap on.
Yeah, I kind of like Serpentine. Okay. I think it's a groovy song.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I'm fine with either. Yeah. I was gonna say Terminator might be more like.
More
our
that's true.
Yeah.
That's
might
true.
Be
that's
more
true.
What we want to come across.
Mm.
Let's do Terminator. Yeah,
that's a great point. Yeah. That's a good point.
Natasha has a really cool solo in Terminator
that's
too.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. But
Serpentine's fun just to play.
You're about to hear our single Terminator by Gag City. We'll be right back.
You're throwing up. Hold on. Let me record this for my band.
You can find Gag City on Instagram at Gag City Band.
Also on YouTube at Gag City Band. We got some live recordings.
Yeah. If you want to send us an email for whatever reason, it's also gagcityband@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
5 stars.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.